This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So in my opinion, I think swatting doesn't really deter mosquitoes from attacking me. It doesn't work at all because you can swat them one time, but they'll still come back to you.
We're going to move on to our next story because it's about mosquitoes, a perennial problem that we face living in the tropical side of the world.
That's right. So,
I know the sun is hot, mosquitoes come, suck your blood.
I forgot that we had the Queens of the Stone Age there. It's not often we play the mosquito song on BFM radio. So, researchers apparently have discovered that mosquitoes, or why mosquitoes prefer some people over others, and apparently swatting them can actually deter their bad behavior.
Now, when we say swatting them, we're just sort of shooing them away rather than sort of capturing them and...
And doing what? You capture mosquitoes? What
I mean, No. I'm just saying, like, is swatting away enough? I mean, do we need, like, a splat effect at the end of
no,
that?
No, shooing them away.
Shooing them away. That's
because
what we're going
for. You want to teach these mosquitoes. Because if you kill them, then they're not learning anything, right?
So basically,
if you're at a party, Ezra.
Yes.
And you find that you're being very attractive to mosquitoes and they keep coming your way. Apparently, if you keep shooing them away, and if your friend next to you is active in talking, they will probably avoid you and go for your friend.
Are we still talking about mosquitoes? I feel like this is some really passive-aggressive way.
Dating ritual?
I don't know.
No,
well, look,
no.
I mean, we're crossing over to entomologist Dr. Alvin He. Alvin, great to have you on the program with us. Can you walk us through, why mosquitoes are drawn to human beings in the first place?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. Human odors are really attractive to mosquitoes. And one of the reasons is because of the human sweat. So humans produce a lot of volatiles that are emitted from their sweat. So as a result of decomposition of the sweat, there are a lot of byproducts that are actually attractive to mosquitoes. And this is actually one of the primary reasons why mosquitoes are really attracted to human beings. But interestingly, what latest research has shown is that our skin contains lots of bacteria. And these bacteria basically lifts off our skin, and in so doing, they actually break down certain products from our sweat, and it makes it even more attractive to the mosquitoes. So we have here human sweat that is attractive to mosquitoes, as well as the role of bacteria that is actually increasing or enhancing the attraction of mosquitoes to human beings.
I guessed it right. It was our smell all along. So what are some factors that could influence how good we smell to mosquitoes? What's the reason that some of us seem to be mosquito magnets while others are not so attractive to these teeny vampires?
Well, because our human sweat is actually a byproduct of our metabolism. So sometimes it can be the type of food that we eat. And sometimes when we're not feeling well, you know, sometimes there are different odors that are emitted. So all this actually can contribute to, you know, human beings having a sort of a different volatile profile. So it is really interesting. And what I probably would like to know is that when you're sick and when you're healthy, when you're happy, when you're sad, you know, do you have a volatile profile that is different? And can this be used to increase the quality of life? I mean, I'm just guessing. But it's really interesting to think along these lines.
And so, if repellents don't... Alvin, I mean, I think some of us have noticed that mosquito repellents don't always work. Tell us, why is that the case?
Okay. So one of the reasons I think mosquito repellents don't always work is because we really don't know whether it's water-soluble or it is oil-soluble. So if mosquito repellents are water-soluble, so the application is very important because sometimes for a person who always sweat a lot, they may actually get those repellents washed off their body. Right? And sometimes people don't read instructions, they don't apply it regularly, okay? And the other thing which I worry is that sometimes the products don't actually tell us that they work. So one of the discovery of mosquito repellent is that it has an active ingredient that is called DEET, and scientists have actually discovered that the reason why DEET as an active ingredient for mosquito repellent is that the mosquitoes, they don't like it. It is not because DEET confuses the mosquitoes, but they just simply don't like it. So to them, it's something like, ugh, it's disgusting. So they avoid human beings.
So if repellents don't necessarily work, what then is the best bet to avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes?
Well, the best bet to avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes, avoid them. Certain mosquitoes are known to come out at dusk. So avoidance is actually the best thing. Of course, the other thing that we can do is probably to cover up. So probably a combination of common sense as well as to cover up and the use of adequate mosquito repellents. I think that should work.
All right, Alvin, thank you very much for those interesting insights. That was entomologist Dr. Alvin Hee. If you've gotten an experience about mosquitoes that you'd like to share with us, call us at 03-771-09000. More coming your way on the all-new Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.